Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. And then it'll be the Community Coffee Saints Coaches Show. Mike also be the host, and his guest tonight will be Saints head coach Dennis Allen and running backs coach Joel Thomas. And in Monday Night Football right here on the Big 870, Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Indianapolis Colts. Come join WWL for Children's Hospital's Holiday Parade Saturday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. in downtown New Orleans. It's going to be fantastic. Over 20 custom-designed floats, oversized toy soldiers, a 30-foot Santa, marching bands, plus for the first time, Bobby likes this part, high-flying balloons. Bring the family to Children's Hospital's New Orleans Holiday Parade Saturday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. downtown, followed by a holiday concert, Village Experience from 1 to 3 in Lafayette Square, all brought to you by the Downtown Developmental District. Celebrate the season with WWL. Every Monday night he's with us, other than last week at the Big Boss here, Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
I told John that I got permission from you so he could sit in last week, but want to thank John for coming in with us last week.
The Godfather.
Godfather himself. So how was a few days off?
Oh, it was good. It took a whole week, man. It was wonderful. A nice Thanksgiving with family, and so it was good. Good
that,
time.
So Dave, awesome. What you say with family, where was that? Back in
That was at Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Corpus Christi.
Yeah, man, Corpus Christi.
You know what? I had an uncle. My great uncle lived in Aransas Pass. He left the bayou.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He left in the bayou, and it turned out to be a shrimper that was on the bayou. My uncle Alan Petrie, my grandma's brother, and moved to Aransas Pass, which is right by Corpus Christi.
They're exactly right, man. And that's it's spectacular speckled trout and redfish, and like here too.
Got some good fishing around
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Dave, tell everybody what you got rolling up. Man, December right around the corner. Got a lot of things happening in the month of December here at the Silver Slipper.
We do. We had Dottie from Slidell won the $25,000 here on this stage.
How shocking. Know, somebody Slidell. From Slidell won it.
She's
but,
a good
hey, keep congratulations,
keep
Dottie.
Keep them coming.
Congratulations,
keep
honey.
Keep them coming.
And we have another one of our win that. The final drawing for $25,000 is going to be New Year's Eve on December 31st, which is going to be a Saturday. And we have New Year's Eve, we have a Blue White Soul Review back from home. Back here again, man.
Yeah.
They do a great job. Big horn band. It'll be their third New Year's Eve in a row.
Yeah,
so
where's that blue-eyed soul? Where they grew up at?
They're all from the bayou, man.
Now, I know. That's why I'm asking. I knew the answer.
The band leader I've known forever, and they used to back up Percy Sledge for about 25 years,
yeah,
man. So,
sure
but yeah, Mike Weiss is his name.
Mike,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's always a great time. So it's going to be a great December, and of course, going to have a big spread for Christmas Day in the buffet, and also on New Year's Day.
And you know, Dave, do you think we got a little too full and full of ourselves, a little fat happy, so to speak, post Thanksgiving? I mean, what happened? This might have been one of the worst. Now, good for Tulane. Tulane took care of business.
Thank God for Tulane.
Between the LSU Fighting Tigers and the Saints, boy, it was
man.
Definitely nothing to write home about.
No, I mean, and they were the bookies had them at two touchdown favorites, LSU. So you never know what's going to happen now.
And Texas A&M is talented.
But they
played two good games all year. They took Alabama to the final play, and they beat LSU. other than that, everything else was a wash. And now, if my count is right, since the LSU loss, they've had four guys jump into the portal.
Wow.
Just Whoa. Think of that.
Oh, yeah. But Mike, that's
We getting
be,
out of here.
That's,
we getting out.
That's going to be a different animal now when you look at the transfer portal going forward. It's like, I mean, it's the college version of free agency.
That's what it is.
What it is. I mean, it's like, oh, they're here, then they're gone.
Now, I don't know if you guys talked about this already, but the whole scenario with LSU playing Tulane in the Cotton Bowl. If Tulane wins and LSU loses, there's a chance they'll play each other in the Cotton Bowl.
So say it again, dude.
If LSU loses and Tulane wins, Tulane's going to go to the Cotton Bowl. And they're talking about it this weekend that there's a chance LSU could play Tulane in the Cotton Bowl.
I think LSU may go to the Citrus Bowl.
Well,
I would rather see Tulane versus LSU.
That would be something else, man. That's old school. Because when I was at LSU.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we grew up with that.
Yeah, when I was at LSU in the early 80s, that's when Tulane won 79, 80, and 81.
Okay, you can't be hating on Tulane. To me, Tulane takes care of business against Central Florida, going to the Cotton Bowl. That makes sense. That's piques your interest. LSU Tulane versus going to Citrus Bowl. LSU and Illinois or Purdue?
Versus Purdue.
Yeah, I'd rather LSU play Tulane. Come on.
In Dallas.
If you're not in the postseason as far as the playoffs, no, that would be a much, better game. To me, from a local interest and just pique everyone's interest around here, LSU and Tulane versus LSU, Illinois, or Purdue.
And what's going to be intriguing is how the 52 pickup now is going to affect the Sugar Bowl. Because if TCU and USC wins, okay, you know Georgia's getting in. You know Michigan's getting in. If TCU wins, USC wins.
Oh, they're in.
You got your Final Four.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay?
Without a doubt.
And would Alabama come to the Sugar?
So I would rather Alabama come to the Sugar. Listen, not that we don't want LSU in New Orleans, but I want the tourists here. I want that outside money coming to New Orleans. I mean, it's in our backyard. I just think it's better for New Orleans if a team like Alabama versus LSU.
As long as Alabama behaves themselves in the French Quarter.
You don't have to worry about them.
Remember?
So where did that come from?
Remember that? That's the that was that terrible thing where the kid got arrested. Remember that? At the White Castle.
The White Castle hamburger?
It's a long story. Google it.
Is that White Castle or Crystal? Was it a Crystal? Yeah. Crystal White Castle. Yeah. It's all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same. Dave, everybody asked about the smokeless fire pit, man, because they say, man, they're still giving that away.
Oh, yeah, all the
so
way
tell
through,
everybody
all the
that.
Way through the end of December, the Solo Stove smokeless fire pit, man, they are super popular, you know, in I'd make the s'mores with them, and people were taking them. It's a $100 free pay option, but probably 80% of the people are taking the fire pit, young and old.
I know last week the lady who won, she was no question. My wife was here, and she said when they gave them the option, the deal was, no, give me that fire pit. Yeah. And she rolled out of here fast with that pit. Dave, tell everybody to Best Buffet on the Mississippi Gulf Coast right here. Also, the steakhouse.
Yeah, but number one steakhouse on the Gulf Coast and voted number one steakhouse in New Orleans. It, well, one of those.
Hello.
I know, man. But, we got the football squares every Monday night through, I think, the first week of January. And, of course, we'll have the football boards out for the Super Bowl.
And how easy it is to win Joey Vining right in front of us. He won a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, a caveman could do it.
They had to take his buffet plate away because he came running out of there with it. But it was all good.
So Dave, do you still see a glimmer of hope or light at the end of the tunnel a little bit? That the Saints, because we're going to be here next Tuesday night because they have a Monday night game at Tampa. So do you think it's like I'm going to wait and see what happens in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game? Because if we don't take care of business, it could be good night, Irene.
It could be good night. Do we even have a first-round pick if we do come?
Unless Peyton gets traded, it would be no.
We want Coach Peyton. We want to get compensation for him. We want him to go coach somewhere else. So we get something back for him. So.
No, I sent this text to Colin. I said, keep having him on Monday night, on Monday afternoons, to do the deal because he does a good job with college.
Breaking down the
NFL and everything. Because, man, it's given him all that exposure. And the more you get, the more the compensation might come to you. And there, I think it's going to come down between Arizona Cardinals and the L.A. Chargers. Remember where Sean grew up. And he was a ball boy for the old St. Louis Cardinals who used to train at Eastern Illinois, where Sean went to college. And so he knows the family of the Bidwells. And I'm just telling you, a lot of people, he would never go to Arizona. Don't ever say never.
The only thing I would tell you is this, is that you get paid, if you get paid $20 million a year as a coach, you could coach in Siberia. I mean, I can go anywhere, you know. But
Sean wouldn't be crazy about Siberia.
No, he wants his cake and eat it too. I want the ultimate environment, and then I want to be well compensated. But to me, Kyler Murray can't hold Justin Herbert's job.
No, I agree there.
If I'm Sean, I want to be with the L.A. Chargers way more than the Arizona Cardinals.
I agree.
Because I do not trust Kyler Murray.
And we'll see which one of those owners and – neither one of them would be in the top 25 as far as, if you want to say, financial stakes in the NFL.
They're billionaires. But they can be cheap.
But they also had a reputation of being, I guess you want to call it cheap, but
stingy. Yeah, frugal. That's a better word.
In their ways. So, Dave, thanks so much for joining
us.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to go to Mike in Mid-City. Mike, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Shout out to how y'all doing, man.
All right, Mike.
Hey, man, look, I want to see what I need to see. And that's going to be it. Hey, back when he hired Dennis Allen, man, I told y'all, I wanted y'all to prove me wrong. You know, that was a bad hire. I mean, with a record that he had, Mike, you wouldn't have hired him as a head coach. Bob, I know you wouldn't have hired him as a head coach. There's not a GM in the league would have hired him as a head coach with his record. Okay?
He talked about his record with the Raiders, right?
Right. He's talking about his record as a head coach. Yeah,
with the Raiders.
As a head coach, with the Raiders. Bob, you would not have hired Dennis Allen with that record. You can't.
Right.
Okay. Hey, man. We should have went offense. Okay. Mickey Loomis chose to go with the defense. But hey, man, Sean Payton is gone, bro. We needed some offense, bro. The offensive coordinator that we have, bro, he can't handle it.
You know what's going to end up happening? I'm looking at my crystal ball. Now, I don't know how we're going to close out this season, but Pete Carmichael is going to be a lifer in the NFL. Now, listen to what I'm telling you. Pete Carmichael and Drew Brees, you're talking about basically two decades that go back to San Diego and what Pete Carmichael did with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. You cannot tell me, let's say it does not work out in New Orleans, that Pete Carmichael would not have a job with Sean Payton, wherever Sean Payton ends up.
You can bank it.
What? It's like a slam dunk. Yeah, yeah.
Payton took the play call and threw this from him when he was here.
Not all the time. That's not true. Now, Sean Payton gave him the liberty to call plays out of 16 seasons. And then you look at Bounty Gate, 2012. I think it was total that Pete Carmichael out of 16 seasons. So it was basically, because you look at 32 games, it was two seasons out of the 16 that Sean Payton let him call plays. It was like 33 games that Pete Carmichael called plays for Sean Payton. So he would throw him a bone now and then he would, then he would take it over again. Do you know one of the greatest offensive games in the history of the NFL? You know who called the game? Do y'all remember when we crushed the Indianapolis Colts? I want to say we scored 60-some points. You know who called the game? Pete Carmichael. But you know who's the quarterback? Drew Brees.
That's the difference.
Okay, I'm just telling you. That game, when we crushed the Colts, I never forget this. Bill Polian. Mike, I'm buddies with him. I go way back to the early 80s USFL.
He won't have nothing to do that night.
And I was always like, hey, shake his hands, and we get in the conversation. It was like post-game, I passed by me like he never knew me. He was so embarrassed with the Saints. Did Payton get hurt? Because Payton didn't play. He was a backup quarterback with the Colts, Mike, and we crushed him. We crushed that game, but Pete Carmichael called those plays. So I'm just telling you. Now, I don't know if you could do it, and you have that responsibility, game in and game out, year in and year out. But
it depends on who's your quarterback, too.
Yes, and there's
it does matter.
There's a lot of trust between Pete Carmichael and Sean Payton, or Sean Payton and Pete Carmichael. So I'm not even worried about Pete Carmichael. If it don't work out in New Orleans, he's been here basically a couple of decades. Now, if you're a coach, you're like a military brat. You got to move. You just got to go north, south, east, west.
That's a long tour of duty.
Yes.
What Pete's done here.
In one place?
That's a long tour of duty.
Without a doubt. So Pete Carmichael's all right. I hope it works out for him. How are they going to finish the season? I'm just telling you a background of where the coaching staff, where they're at right now. Now, go ahead. I don't know. I went off on a tangent. Go ahead.
Look, we know how we're going to finish the season. It's like Mike said. We saw this movie over and over and over again. We saw this movie.
I've seen the movies. Yeah.
We know what's going to happen, Bobby. We know what's going to happen. We need to change coaches at the end of the year. Hey, look, I have nothing against Dennis Allen. I think he's a tremendous defensive coordinator. But he is not the head coach.
Listen, he's a proven defensive coordinator at the highest level. He might be another Wade Phillips, Vic Fangio. You know, there's a number of defensive coordinators that got it done.
Bob, one of your best friends, June Jones, he was a really good quarterbacks coach, offensive coordinator. As a head coach, what happened?
No, he was good in college.
In the pros.
In Hawaii? No, the pro guys would crap on him. You can't be buddies with the players. You almost have to be, I don't want to say a jerk.
You got to have a bit of a SOB with you.
No, you got to be almost like General Patton. No, I don't know if you could say that this way, this day and age, because they get paid so much money. No, it's my way or the highway. Now, how can you pull that off from a psychological standpoint to motivate the players? But that's almost what you have to do. Okay, look at right now what the Jacksonville Jaguars did to the Baltimore Ravens and upset them. Wouldn't you say, okay, look, Urban Meyer is highly successful, right? That was a debacle with him with the Jaguars.
And Doug turned the culture around there.
Look at Doug Peterson.
Doug's done a fantastic job.
What he's done with the Jaguars. So, no, it's – and listen, Doug Peterson, skins on the wall. He won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. That's not an opinion. That's what happened. So, I mean, it all depends. You get an opportunity. Do you take advantage of that? But I still think, listen, you might want, because where we're at right now, Dennis Allen to be gone. I still think you got to slow your roll, and you got to wait to see what happens at the back end of the season. Because I don't think Mickey Loomis or Dennis Schlauscher or Ms. Gale, they're not making any decisions. They're letting this thing play itself out. Right, Mike, when you think?
Let the season roll out. Okay, you're not going to go get you a new coach now, but, you know, you always got it in the back of your mind. I hate to say it. This might get worse as the season goes along. I've been through this second-guess stuff before in bad years, and it's sometimes you say, well, maybe the next
well,
game.
Maybe next
and
game.
Maybe the next game.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get better.
No,
it's the same thing.
It's like you've seen with Ditka, you've seen Coach Haslett and all that. So you just – and listen, Coach Haslett had a 20-plus year NFL career.
Doesn't and it mean, got away from him.
But that doesn't mean, like, as a head coach.
Coach.
You could be a position coach. You could be a coordinator. That mean
it
you don't
got
know.
Away from Coach Mora.
Yeah.
It got away from Jim.
And listen, to me, anytime you start getting double digits, that's what was so magical about Sean Payton. Anytime, to me, I'm telling you, I've looked at this. 9 years or more is Lanyap. Look at even Jeff Fisher. Jeff Fisher, the transition from the Oilers to the Titans. And how long you last. Look at Mike Tomlin with the Steelers right now and how long that lasts. If you last 2 decades with one team, it's almost a miracle. It is truly a miracle. Because I'm telling you, it's around that decade, 9 or 10 years, and then you might have to have a change of scenery.
Yeah, exactly.
And it might be better for both parties. It might be better for the team and but also for the individual coach.
We're going to go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Tony in Australia. Tony in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, how are you, Bobby and Mike?
Hey, Tony, man, we worried about you. We want to know how you're feeling, first of all.
Hey, Tony, you got your fan base out here at the Silver Slipper.
There you go.
When is Tony going to call?
Grant, I can hear him.
Yeah, you can hear Grant. Well, I know you didn't lose your hearing, so I know you heard that.
So Grant, what's your opinion? What's your opinion? Tell me.
To me, the defense was both putrid and impotent, and the defense, they tried their hearts out. But they were on the field far too long, and when we were fourth and one, and we kicked the ball away or went for the field goal, not only myself, Bruce McAllister said, no.
Yeah, so even Deuce is calling him out. No, you know how bad it was when all of a sudden Coach Allen's trying to be desperate or trying to be aggressive, I should say. You remember it was 4th and 5? Okay, we're going for it. We got to get a spark. What happens? We got a damn penalty. Well, was that the one with Ramchek?
Ramchek.
And then now it's 4th and 10. You almost have to go for the field goal. And then what happens? Will Lutz misses the 48-yard field goal. And it's like, it's like a snowball. It's like rolling downhill, and it's just like one thing after the other. No, it's like we've been snake bit. That's just the way it is. I mean, I don't want to say that, but, I mean, Tony, I mean, it seems like the ball is definitely not bounced our way. Because you've watched a lot of Saints football and all the Hoodat Nation in Australia. Well, what are your friends and what are you thinking right now?
Just utter disappointment. In some of the performances, like last week, yesterday was nothing the way they played last week. Admittedly, it was against the Rams, who were really struggling, worse than us. But then Green Bay, too, they're struggling. They've got the same record as we got.
Right. Yeah, if you look at where Green Bay and the expectations, You know, you're going to have that every year, though. You're going to have teams that are going to be above the expectations, or you're going to have teams that are laying an egg. Right now, Green Bay's laying an egg. The Denver Broncos are laying the egg. Mike, who would you say that would be a team that all of a sudden is coming out of nowhere and it's relevant? Is the Eagles, considering how dominant they are? Or
I don't think anybody saw the Eagles this good.
Right. They could be relevant, but not this good. Yeah.
You know.
Maybe the Vikings up and down?
The Vikings, you sort of thought, because of the way the North was, the Packers maybe would take a step back. Detroit's trying to build. Chicago, who knows what the hell is going on there. Do I think they got some pieces in place in Chicago but defensively?
Well, the one team I'm telling you, we got to constantly stroke and say, man, they are awesome. They are awesome. So they choke the Cowgirls. You want to tell Dallas, they can't be beat. They're going to be – this is their year. This is their year. And I'm telling you, I want them to lay an egg.
But they
like laying egg.
But they played pretty well this year.
Defense is good. Without a doubt.
That defense really, really gets after you. So.
But I want all the high holes for the Cowgirl. The Cowgirl fans are waiting in the wings. They're not really showing up because they want to be optimistic, but they don't trust the team. I want them to trust the team, then splat, fall on their face. Go Cowgirls. Who that?
We'll be back. Thank you, Tony. We appreciate the call. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 8-7.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike to tell you, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to go to Steve on the North Shore. Steve, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
How you doing, Mike and Bobby?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what you got, Steve?
Yeah, last time I talked to y'all was when I told you the Saints were going to win by 20 points after the Green Bay after the hurricane. Remember that?
Remember? Oh, no, listen, I remember that because and he did say that, and we whooped him. What was that score, 31-3, if I can
recall? It was
about
more than 20. I know that.
Yeah.
Okay, why did I say that that day? Sean Payton had their attention. Dennis Allen doesn't have the Saints' attention. Mark Ingram got away from the Saints. Alvin Kamara did not have that good buddy-buddy mature guy there anymore.
That's a great point.
Alvin had to feel it out for himself.
That's a great point.
Malcolm Jenkins was gone for a while, and we started losing a little discipline on the defense. Then Chauncey Gardner, what happened with him? He dared to get in the face of a star, Mike Thomas. So guess what? Dennis Allen inherited a team that was starting to lose the locker room. They got different little camps in there and everything. Some want Jameis, want Andy Dalton.
The whole thing. You bringing up some great points. Maybe you just got a lot of common sense and you're breaking it down. But this is just what I believe. If Sean Payton was the head coach, that he can handle CeeDee Deuce, Chauncey Gardner Johnson. There's no way he'd have let Mickey Loomis get rid of Chauncey Gardner. Now, Dennis Allen is just going along to get along. He can't tell Mickey what to do. So all of a sudden, they didn't want another Junior Gallette type thing because kind of Chauncey Garner's on the edge, but Sean Payton could control him. And Sean Payton didn't care that Chauncey Garner got Michael Thomas's face on the football field.
He took up for CD Deuce.
And Michael Thomas couldn't handle it. That, the coach will come back? No, I mean, we need to have competitive spirit and atmosphere on the field. And when you go in the locker room, you got to be all buddies. So I think that if Sean Payton was still the head coach, this is just my speculation, and I think you along those lines with me, that there's no way Chauncey Garner is not still in the Saints uniform, and we definitely have more than two interceptions. What? Look what Chauncey Garner has done with the Eagles and picking off the football. Hello? Come on. Now, and I think Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton are buddy buddies. I think they are good friends. But when you look, business is business, friendship and all that stuff, what goes about. But I'm just telling you, I think Dennis Allen is just trying to make this work because he had a great opportunity. And it has not necessarily worked so far. I'm telling you, the jury's still out. Holly finishes the season. If you keep laying the egg, and you can't turn the corner, well, I mean, six, seven, eight coaches get fired every year. I say that every, and already two already got fired. That just happens. You can't have thin skin. You just got to go with the flow. Dennis Allen's gonna coach as long as he wants. 20, 30 years in the NFL. Pete Carmichael, 20, 30 years. I can tell you right now. Let's say
look
they go
how long on, your buddy Doug Marrone's been coaching.
And listen, they're going a different direction right now. If Sean Payton was the head coach and the Saints think we need to go in a different direction from Dennis Allen or Pete Carmichael, I can see Sean Payton said, hey, y'all come with me. Y'all come with me. I'm going to lead you to the promised land. And whether it be the Chargers or wherever, I'm just telling you, it depends. Not everybody can be a Napoleon or General Patton. Then everybody could be a Patton. Come on. Everybody wants to be like a Napoleon or a Patton, but they don't have the you-know-what to do it.
Not everybody's a leader. They're all followers in this world.
No,
that's just part of what it is.
And you got to be buddy, but as everybody, sometimes you got to be SOB, and they got to be able to handle it.
We'll be back with more second guess right after this break on the Big 870. Coming up here in hour number two of the second guess show, we're going to go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Elmore in New Orleans. Elmore, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
How you doing, fellas?
All right, Elmore.
Yeah, well, I came to a conclusion that the Saints got some serious problems. You know, one is management problems. And you can't win in any organization. I don't care if it's football, military, or the private sector, if you have managers that don't seem to understand. One of the most important things about management is communicating with your people.
Right.
I don't see that with Dennis Allen. Look like he's missing something. I don't get me wrong. He might be a hell of a defensive coordinator. But he don't seem like on that upscale position. He was hired to be the head coach and win what he had. It wasn't like he had to start all over again. I'm very disappointed with that. I'm disappointed that he's the head coach, and then he's kind of fooling around with two defensive coordinators. If you got two, you ain't got one. And then he's involved with the defense. And then you have the offensive coordinator. Everybody was saying he needed to get a head coaching job. The reason why he never got a head coaching job because people thought he really was an offensive coordinator was showing. And then you look at
That's
him.
That's true. That's exactly correct.
I'm looking at him. Look, Chief. I'm looking at him, and I'm sometimes the truth hurts. Even it hurts me to say the truth. But I got to be honest with you. I look at Cormack on the sidelines. He looked like a dead man walking. He looked like he's not sure of himself. Rumors that I heard that he really didn't want the job, maybe because he's disappointed because he didn't get the head coaching job. But he looks like a dead man walking. He don't seem to be sure of himself.
He
seems like he's a head case to me.
Well, no, that's not true. Because Sean Payton would hire him in a New York man. He's sure of himself. He's just a shy personality. You can't make him be vocal and out front. That's not his personality. That doesn't mean he doesn't have knowledge. No, he has a wealth of knowledge. Now, the thing I would question, Elmore, is that with Coach Allen, I don't know how you, figure this out and, you know, you're doing a post-game press conference and you have a disappointing loss. How do you handle that? But he said, look, that's frustrating. Look at the outcome of the game because we had opportunities. And you're not going to beat good teams unless you make the plays. that are there to be made. If you turn the football over, you're not going to be a good team. I think I've heard Coach Allen say that three or four times after the game. So, I don't know. You got to, I mean, have a different take because right now that obviously is not getting the message
that falls
to the
on
players.
The deaf ears.
Right.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break on the Big 870.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.